Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
Tom Lydon is back on Money Life right now. He joins us each week at this time, taking time out of his busy schedule to bring you the ETF of the week. Now, Tom's busy schedule, well, he is the editor and founder at ETFtrends.com. Head of Global Trends Asset Management as well. Now, ETFtrends.com, a site that can help you become an educated ETF investor. And by educated, I mean, it's not just, hey, here's what Tom likes, you should go buy that. It's all about the ETF industry, everything that's happening, so that you can decide how you want to use ETFs. What's the right way for you? You've heard us talking, in fact, earlier this week, the whole BlackRock study on ETF adoption. Well, if you want to learn how to use ETFs properly and do the right things, avoid some of the problems we were talking about earlier this week, ETFtrends.com. They're on Twitter, at ETFtrends. Tom is on Twitter. He is at Tom Lydon. But right now he's back on the show. Tom, welcome back.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thanks.
Our ETF of the week is...
the VanEck Vectors Gold Miners ETF, ticker symbol GDX.
The GDX, the VanEck Gold Miners ETF. And, well, Tom, there's a simple question. Why do you fall into this camp right now?
I love gold! Well, it's a great discussion. So a lot of folks are looking at gold, more and more are putting gold in their portfolio. ETFs help a lot. You know, remember in the past, in order to invest in gold, you either had to buy gold coins or gold nuggets or gold bars. You could buy miners as well. There are a lot of actively managed mutual funds out there that invest in miners. Some are good, some haven't been as good. Periodically over the course of the year, Chuck, you and I talk about gold, not only ease of investing with ETFs, but also based on what's going on in the markets today. And a couple things have come up recently. So, with the moving markets, the pro-growth strategy of the Trump administration, and inflation rearing its ugly head to some degree, more and more folks are talking about gold and how it might earn its way into your portfolio. Two things to address. Number one, when we have a inflationary stance and the Fed is trying to hedge or move against it, they hike interest rates. Higher interest rates affects the U.S. dollar. So a stronger dollar compared to foreign currencies makes it more difficult or more expensive to buy an ounce of gold if you live outside the U.S. So these are some of the basics. But it always doesn't correlate with rising interest rates being bad for gold because it really comes down to supply and demand. And that's one of the big things that a lot of folks aren't talking about. Most of the demand for gold comes outside of the U.S. In fact, almost 50% of global gold demand is in emerging markets. When you've got societies from Asia or India that really have gold as a big part of their life as far as gifts and jewelry and that type of thing. So that's really something to consider. And recently, in talking to the World Gold Council, we are seeing record high demands for gold, and the price to get an ounce of gold out of the ground continues to be more and more expensive. So, with all this being said, it all comes back to, does it make sense for your portfolio, and is it above its trend line? And that's really why we're talking about it today, because GDX, which is the largest gold miners ETF, is currently above its trend line after being below its trend line for about 4 months.
You know, some people say, when you're going to buy gold, just buy the metal. If what you want is what the metal offers, just buy the metal. And in this case, you're not buying the metal.
Correct. What you're buying are the miners that pull the metal out of the ground.
So why miners instead of metal?
A couple things. First of all, on average, it takes about $900 to get an ounce of gold out of the ground. When gold right now is trading not quite twice that, but it's up above $1,500, you're now in a situation where there's a profit factor, for sure. And with the demand continuing to be high, and not only that, you continue to see inflationary numbers kick in, which means that commodity prices are also increasing. And you've got identification that there's a trend in place for miners. That's something to consider. So I think I would make the argument that spot gold, which you can buy GLD, which is the biggest gold ETF where you specifically are buying spot gold itself, versus GDX, which is the miner ETF, where that really represents all the biggest global miners. You can make the same case for both, whether it's miners or the price of gold itself, but you have to look at each on its own individual moving average, number one, because they always don't operate in tandem. It doesn't always mean that when there's a strong trend in place for the price of gold, that there's a strong trend in place for the miners themselves. So you have to treat them both differently.
Is this a 200-day moving average play, or are we making a permanent allocation to gold, and in this case, gold miners?
I think for most people, it's a trade. So if you don't have miner-specific allocation in your portfolio as far as buy and hold, but you're thinking about it for all the reasons we've discussed, here's a great trading opportunity. Just stick to the 200-day average.
It is the GDX, the Van Eck Gold Miners ETF, the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. So if you like gold, or even go a little further and love gold, well, this a way to play it. And again, that diversified play with the miners rather than with just the metal. It's the GDX from Tom Lydon. Tom, of course, is the editor at ETFtrends.com. Go there for more information. Don't forget to follow them on Twitter at ETF Trends and to follow Tom. He's at Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck. Talk to you soon.
Tom Lydon, everybody. Again, for more information, ETFtrends.com.